John Butler has written a very long letter to the Australian government. The letter is a written submission to the Senate Committee inquiry into Indigenous workers whose paid labour was controlled by government. Yvonne doesn't know what happened to her wages. She never knew how much she should have been paid. She never saw any other records. Her submission is her personal story.
It's also for my community where I grew up on Mount Garnet, and how we lived in poverty, how our money was controlled by police, how degrading and humiliating it was to go and ask the police sergeant for some of your money to buy food and clothing.
Yvonne started work at the age of 13 and usually did several jobs each day, including office work, cooking and cleaning. Yvonne's parents also had their wages withheld, and this meant that food and clothing was very scarce.
I was hospitalised from 8 years old to 10 for 2 years of my life. I was taken away from my family only because my illness was malnutrition. I can remember, you know, as an eight-year-old, with the welfare officer sitting beside me and, you know, asking about what meals your mum gives you and that, you know. We were lucky if we got scraps from the hotel where my mum worked as a laundress. It was something you accepted, you know, because you were born into that system and, you died under that system.
The government's own files indicate that the system of withholding wages from Indigenous Australian workers occurred from the 1900s onwards.
Aboriginal people are looked down at as being lazy people, but we did work and our money is in Treasury and we can't even get access to that. We don't have businesses and stuff like that where we could have and owned our own homes if we were given our stolen wage. We've got to the stage where there's no trust, no faith in government.
Democrat Senator Andrew Bartlett, who put forward the motion to begin the inquiry, says that although the inquiry cannot force governments to take action, it will show the impact of stolen wages on Indigenous people Australia-wide.
It does bring all of that information together. It puts it all out into the open on the public record and into the parliamentary record for that matter, and it forces the political process to have to confront that information and respond to it.
Historian Roslyn Kidd has been investigating stolen wages since 1994. While writing her book, Trustees on Trial, she had unique access to government files which are now unavailable. Ms. Kidd says there is a possibility that some files have been destroyed, files indicating, in the government's own words, that Indigenous people's wages were illegally used.
This is a major concern when you've got probably the institution which is defending an action in charge of all the evidence.
There's been a lot of inquiries into this. Why do they have to have another inquiry?
Inquiries into stolen wages have been held in Queensland and New South Wales already. Governments have used taxpayers' money to fund these inquiries. Roslyn Kidd says the evidence is clear. Indigenous people's wages were stolen, and now they're paying for pointless inquiries with their tax dollars, dollars which could be repaid to them. It remains to be seen if the inquiry can bring about action and justice for Indigenous Australians. Yvonne is still waiting for that day.
Mean closure on this issue. It's priceless. You know, you can't put a price on it. It's just want closure.
Alana Phelan reporting for CCN.